Hey, what's the difference between Lord and God? Because they're both capitalized.
Lord,
certain...
okay, hold on. Lord is something that rules or has manner over something. The Lord of the manor, the Lord of the castle, the Lord, my Lord,
mm-hmm.
the Lord, something that lords over you. And God is the representation of Creator, which you are.
Interesting.
So you don't want to be Lord, you want to be God. And sometimes it's Lord God.
Authority versus power.
Kind of, but you can use
like
them interchangeably. That's right, but you can use them a little bit interchangeably. What that means is you can call the Lord. That's not a gauge between power versus authority of God. Okay, because you can call God Lord, but you wouldn't want to call the Lord God. You see?
So can you give examples of...
Is that clear as mud?
Yes. Yeah, clear as mud. So can you give me examples of a Lord and a God that might be applicable?
Okay. Yeah, a Dowager King. A Dowager King. He would be a Lord, but not a God.
Mm-hmm.
You see? He would be a Lord, not a God. Now, a Pharaoh would be a Lord. And then once they get out of, when they get retired from Pharaoh and they get the hat, the big hat, then they become
mm-hmm.
a god. It's a transition. They are gods from that side.
So their Pharaoh hat is their crown, so to speak.
Correct. And then the bigger one that they get, that makes them a god.
Oh, okay.
See, that's
so, Art.
And so.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right. Is that enough example, or you want another one?
No, I'd like another one.
All right. Here's one. When you're, like, especially for the aliens, you're fixing to be talking about them a great deal, so we might as well not obfuscate them from the conversation right now. Sometimes when you're not from this realm or plane, and those that have faithfully been working on their OA movements will be able to seamlessly ease right through this portal. It'll be so simple. Basically, the dimensions won't be quite so quantitatively sideways from you all, you see. But what happens is you'll be able to gauge the dimension. Meaning, you'll know, remember, the problem has never been go, and you did this right in the start. With the damn cat. The cat
mm-hmm.
would go and you figure out how to do it. Well, see, with the movements, those patterns, all the portals are open. That's not the issue. It's not going. Going has never been the issue. Get back is the issue. Coming back is the issue. There are those that have been gone and they've come back down and all of a sudden they act as though they've always been. Well, it's because they actually have. And that's why they've done their homework and stuff. You slipped out a couple of times and did what you were normally doing when you weren't here in this realm at all. But you made it back. So, good day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a lord of your manor in another world, you could be perceived as a god.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you remember in the crazy movie Ghostbusters, Gozar
yes.
the Gazarian... The first question's from another dimension coming to this world through the skyscraper building that was never built that way, like they used to build them. It was never built that way. Became a beacon to allow interdimensional travelers to show up. And the only question when Gozar the Gazarian hit the floor was, are you a god? Well, why wouldn't Gozar say, where is the Lord? That's the difference. The representation,
mm-hmm.
sometimes as your Lord of your manor in another dimension, you can be perceived as a God. They gauge it more that way. They don't use the inference as the same as
mm-hmm.
you. And then Lord is also a place. It's like all of Europe is Lords, you see, that area of space.
Yes.
So if you're from Lords, that means you're from everywhere or nowhere or whatever.